Chapter 26. About it, the strain of the office, which was essentially due to the daring and audacity of his ventures, required checker cessation, and he found, through the weeks and months, that the cocktails supplied this very thing. They constituted a stone wall. He never drank during the morning, nor in office hours. But the instant he left the office, he proceeded to rear this wall of alcoholic inhibition athwart his consciousness. The office became immediately a closed affair. It ceased to exist. In the afternoon, after lunch, it lived again for 1 or 2 hours, when, leaving it, he rebuilt the wall of inhibition. Of course, there were exceptions to this, and such was the rigor of his discipline, that if he had a dinner or a conference before him in which, in a business way, he encountered enemies or lies and planned or prosecuted campaigns, he abstained from drinking. But the instant the business was settled, his everlasting call went out for a martini, and for a double martini at that, served in a long glass so as not to excite comment. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.